Books on Tape presents Caesar's Way, the natural common sense guide to understanding and correcting all common dog problems. By Caesar Milan, with Melissa Jo Peltier. Read by John H. Mayer. Forward by Jada Pinkett Smith. Let me prepare you for the idea that you will learn just as much about yourself through Caesar Milan's dog psychology as you will about your dogs. You see, we humans are the ones who have lost the concept of the natural order in which our dogs function. Our lack of knowledge about the nature of our pets and their needs strips our animals of the natural instincts they use to survive. This creates an imbalanced, unhappy pet that is more of a headache than a joy. Caesar helps us understand the natural ways our dogs live so they become more balanced and happier. Our dogs in this state enable us to develop a healthier companionship with them. Through his patience and wisdom, Caesar has been a blessing to my family, my dogs, and me. So, new students, be open to learning new things and be blessed. Forward by Martin Dealey, President, International Association of Canine Professionals. Today, even though we have more books, more help, more training gadgets, and definitely more treats, there are more badly behaved dogs than ever before. We have the means to help us achieve well-behaved dogs, yet we lack sufficient understanding of our dogs' natures. While most of us are well-intentioned and loving dog owners, this lack of understanding can create many common dog problems. Put simply, dogs are not small humans. They do not think like humans, act like humans, or see the world in the same way as humans. Dogs are dogs, and we need to respect them as dogs. We do them a huge disservice by treating them like humans, and thus create many of the bad behaviors we see today. From the first moment I saw Caesar Milan work with dogs on his show Dog Whisperer, I knew he understood this concept. He is a unique man who is not afraid to be politically incorrect, who talks about leadership with dogs, and is not afraid to give and show a correction when a dog requires it. I am continually impressed with the way Caesar interacts with both dogs and their owners. Caesar explains what is creating the problem in a way that every dog owner can understand. His personality, warmth, and humor are irresistible. In the presence of his charm, even the most stubborn owners listen and want a change. Not only can he explain the situation, he can also fix the problem. With a minimal amount of verbal communication, the dog complies, changing its attitude and its behavior. Dogs respond to Caesar's calm, confident approach. This is truly a man who knows how to speak dog. In this book, Caesar reminds us that the most important part of training a dog is building a healthy relationship between human and dog, one in which the boundaries between the two are clearly drawn. I know this to be critical from personal experience. My first dog, Kim, never showed aggression and never behaved improperly in public or when company visited my home. Today people would say, "What a well-trained dog!" But it wasn't training. It was because we shared a relationship based on the three key elements Caesar details in this book: exercise, discipline, and affection. Caesar shows us how to build this kind of relationship and helps us understand our dogs in a better way. He also explains how dogs can change their behaviors and attitudes with the right approach. This is essential information for everyone who wants to live more peacefully with our valued companions. Introduction. Does your dog drive you crazy? Is he or she aggressive, nervous, fearful, or just plain high-strung? Perhaps your four-legged friend is obsessive about something, whether it's jumping on anyone who walks through the door or bugging you to play fetch with the same filthy green tennis ball over and over and over. Or maybe, just maybe, you believe you have the perfect pet, but would like a more fulfilling relationship with him or her. You'd really like to learn what makes your dog tick. You want to get inside your dog's mind to foster a closer bond. If you answered yes to any of the above, then you've come to the right place. If you don't know me from my television series, Dog Whisperer, airing on the National Geographic Channel, let me introduce myself. My name is Cesar Millan, and I'm eager to share with you wisdom from my lifetime experience living and working with dogs, including the thousands of lost causes I've rehabilitated over the years. A little bit about me. I came to the United States from Mexico in 1990 with no money in my pocket and the dream and ambition to become the best dog trainer in the world. I started as a groomer, but in less than 10 years, I was working with packs of overly aggressive Rottweilers, including some dogs that happened to belong to a wonderful couple you may have heard about, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Will and Jada, both responsible dog owners, were impressed by my natural talent with dogs, and they very generously recommended me to their friends and colleagues, many of them celebrities. I did no advertising. My business was strictly word of mouth. Soon I had a thriving business and was able to open my dog psychology center in South Los Angeles. There, I keep a pack of 30 to 40 dogs nobody else will take. Most of these animals I rescue from shelters or rescue organizations because they are considered unadoptable or have been abandoned by their owners for behavioral reasons. Sadly, since there aren't enough no-kill shelters to go around, most abandoned animals face certain euthanasia. But my rescued dogs, once rehabilitated, become happy, productive pack members. Many of them eventually find loving, responsible, adoptive families. And during their time in my pack, these dogs that were once destined for death row regularly play host to and serve as role models for my clients' problem dogs. There's a unique neediness in American dogs. I've seen it in their eyes and felt it in their energies from the first day I crossed over the border into the United States. America's pet dogs long to have what most dogs in the wild have naturally, the ability simply to be dogs, to live in a stable, balanced pack. American dogs struggle with an issue unknown to most of the world's dogs, the need to unlearn their owners' lovingly motivated but ultimately destructive efforts to transform them into four-legged people with fur. As a kid in Mexico, I watched Lassie and Rin Tin Tin and dreamed of becoming the world's greatest dog trainer. I don't call what I do training anymore. There are plenty of great trainers out there, people who can teach your dog to respond to such commands as sit, stay, come, and heel. That's not what I do. I do heavy-duty rehab. I deal with dog psychology, trying to connect with the dog's mind and natural instincts to help correct unwanted behavior. I don't use words or commands. I use energy and touch. When I come to a client's house, the owner usually thinks the problem lies with the dog. I always have in the back of my mind that the issue is most likely with the owner. I often tell my clients, I rehabilitate dogs, but I train people. The key to my method is what I call the power of the pack. Having grown up on a farm, around dogs that were work dogs, but not house pets, I had years of experience interacting with and observing dogs in their natural pack societies. The concept of a pack is ingrained in your dog's DNA. In a pack, there are only two roles, the role of leader and the role of follower. if you don't become your dog's pack leader.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?